Go. Go.
Yes, sir, Mr. President.
Well, what do you got to report before I talk to the leaders in a couple of minutes?
Oh, are they finally going to get out?
Well, the assholes are supposed to call me, but I've been waiting here for an hour.
God, that's ridiculous.
And, no, they were supposed to... I was going to have down at coffee at 4 o'clock.
I knew you were.
And I knocked it off on it. 5:30 when they weren't here, I just said, well, just told Timmons to say I knew they'd want to have a drink or something, and that,
yeah. Yeah.
So and they didn't deserve it anyway, the way they've acted.
So they've been just as irresponsible as hell. Well,
it's the word. It's the most irresponsible Congress we've ever had.
It really is. I know you don't want to go too hard on them, or at least John.
Well, John said you didn't, but it's particularly my. I don't think it's going to be particularly helpful to us. I will if it will help, but I don't want to mobilize, frankly, Connolly's friends.
No, that's right. The only thing
that's the problem I have.
The only thing I think they need to be hit on hard, Mr. President, is the that we're not going to let them get away with increasing taxes. I think that's the one damaging thing that may come out of this week is that with the override of the veto and the defeat of the spending ceiling, that maybe now people are going to say, well, you see, the taxes will go up.
Well, we're going to do as much as we can, but all we can do is I'm going to have that meeting with, Weinberger and Choice. I'd have Ehrlichman do the briefing because he'll do it better than they will.
Oh, yeah.
And we'll do that. Ehrlichman will hit that Thursday night and Friday.
Well, the best lines that you have taken, Mr. President, are those that, we're just going to crack down, we're going to toughen up, we're going to tighten up, we're just not going to pare the budget to the bone, but by God, we're not going to let those taxes go up, no matter how irresponsible the Congress is.
We can hit that, I think.
I think so.
I think it's so confusing, though, to the public, the Congress screwing around and so forth. It's not going to get through if we can put, we ought to be able to confuse it a little on our side.
Well, that's exactly
the
point.
On them.
Exactly the point. And I just think that,
because we stood up for what is right and they voted for a tax increase.
Right.
Yet I don't want to say there's going to be a tax increase. That's the other thing.
We'll say that we're going to continue the fight. And when the Congress comes in, that'll be our top priority, by God. We're not going to let them get away with it.
That's the line.
Stand for the American tax.
The line that Ehrlichman, Weinberger, and Schultz will all take.
Meany called Schultz today to thank him for your saying that International Labor Group yesterday.
Did he get the part? Well, that was a damn good tribute to him,
Oh, God, and he wants to print that, your statement.
And thank me for what I said about the work they had done.
Yep. And he said, John Kennedy made a speech very similar to that. He said, I was thinking maybe we'd run two of them side by side, but Kennedy said what said. He said it was right. Beautiful. He said Kennedy made a speech like he said it was an made it abroad, Schultz said.
Right.
But, in any event, he said there was a Kennedy speech that he'd always treasured that he thought this was very much alike. Like he then said, he thought that one of the greatest things he had seen was your appearance before the POW-wise.
He said, oh, did he?
Yeah, he said, tell the president. He said, do that more often. And he said, use that amnesty line. He said, that amnesty line in that speech before the prisoners. By God, he said, you'll turn those votes by the millions.
We had an interesting thing on that, John Ehrlichman. We were talking about that when we, yesterday when we met with John Connolly, and the,
right.
and the political people,
right.
and going over the domestic issues, and we raised the point about that thing, and Ehrlichman's point, which of course is honestly held, is that, well, he thought the main usefulness of the thing was that it took the television time. What I said was really wasn't important. And of course, Haldeman, of course, who feels very strongly. Ehrlichman has a different view, the domestic council on this thing. Not that he's soft, but his people are. Haldeman's book says, for Christ's sake, the best thing that happened was what he said about amnesty and what he said about we're not going to leave any of the POWs to the mercy of these of our enemies.
That's right.
But that amnesty line, believe me, we just don't realize how powerful that is. Our surrogates aren't using enough.
Oh, yes, they are.
Are they?
Oh, yes, sir. They are. Well, it depends on the surrogate.
But the way I used it on that thing, that really took that place apart.
Well, they asked me to...
And Meany really got the point of it.
Oh, God. He raised it with Schultz. He said, I saw that. That was tremendous. He said, tell the president, please. He said, just keep hitting that amnesty issue. Do it more, because he said, you're going to turn votes by the millions with that. Of course, that's the kind of an issue that a George Meany's not any dumb guy. either. I mean,
dumb.
I mean, it's not just...
Politically, he's one of the smartest politicians.
Exactly.
In the
he's not... It's not that he's just... he's... Just of the working man's point of view. I mean, he's got a pretty sophisticated level of intelligence. But he is saying that that's an issue that people understand, they relate to.
Let me tell you, the Monday night thing, even though it was so forth, but amnesty and not leaving the faith of the POWs to the mercies of our enemies, that paints the difference between me and McGovern.
Yes.
Without ever mentioning McGovern. Do you agree?
I do, Mr. President. I think you start a week like this with that kind of an appearance, and now we've got other good things going on this week, despite all the jackassery of the Congress.
Yeah.
And then you end the week with the Connally speech. It's just...
Revenue sharing. We're going to do that.
Yeah.
Everybody thinks that's great. I think it's just fine, and it'll be a nice little picture show, but nobody gives a goddamn about it.
No, they really don't.
The other folks don't. Follow up, if you will, on the tax thing. As I said, we're on the same track because I got Ehrlichman all set. We're good. I'm going to take him and Schultz and Weinberger with me to Camp David prior to going to Revenue. And then we'll feed that story out. And I'm going to take up all the bills. I'm going to veto bills all next week. You know, we're going to veto the EPW appropriation.
Good.
And
one, you see, when we do that, Mr. President, each one...
it's a chance to make the little speech.
Yeah, it's a chance to make our point about taxes, and it shows you very busy still handling the heavy responsibilities that you have here, and it's a reason to not be out on the hustings. I know that...
Right, well, I know about all that argument.
Yeah.
Most
of that crowd are just out of touch.
That's right.